Welcome to the fifth and final episode of Community College in Pre-Service Learning. I'm your host, Sierra Boyes, and today's episode is Community College and Our Futures, where we talk about how we can incorporate community college into our daily work and emerging careers, emphasizing the importance of educational access and opportunity and the overall power of community college. So, Maya, so far in our previous episodes, have there been any sort of main takeaways about what you've learned about community college?
Yeah, I think the most important takeaway I've really learned is how prevalent community college is. I know, like, we kind of discussed before, like, a lot of my students are interested in community college, but I really did not know that the numbers were so high.
And that's totally fair. I know that one thing that we had looked at was how many students are dual enrolled. And in our first episode, just how many students are in community college in general. And those numbers are so much higher than we thought. So that's a very good point that you make. So thinking ahead, you graduate very soon. You graduate in May, which is very awesome. If you are working in a high school, what is your plan for making sure community college is on their radar?
We kind of talked about this a little bit last week, and it's more of implementing community college and College Go Week, and also taking accountability on my part of researching the community colleges in my area of where I end up working. So then I have that knowledge and I can give those resources to the students. Because, I mean, most universities are pretty similar, but community colleges can be quite different from each other. So if I know what it takes to get into community college, then I know the steps that students need to follow. And this is even beneficial even just for school counselors in the elementary or the middle school setting. Because we still do, like, College Go Week in the younger grade levels. It just looks a little different because we're not like, yeah, go apply for college because you're, you know, in second grade. It's more of, like, getting them to learn about, like, what's an associate's or what a bachelor's degree is. And with that, it's them just recognizing, like, how many years does it take. But then early on, getting them having them have an understanding of what community college is, too, is really important.
Great, thank you. That was a really good reflection. And I think that how we did this podcast series really built on that previous knowledge and new knowledge and how to overall add to our students' experiences. And just for some of my own insight on that, since I want to be an administrator at a university, even though I'm not working in community college, I think it's so important to know what community college offers and being able to connect students with different resources, because I think we had mentioned this in a previous episode, but sometimes community college is step two of your higher education experience and not the first one. So just having that in my mind to be able to share with my students, I think would be really important.
I agree. I think everyone should have an understanding, and especially for, like, parents and guardians as well. Like, they need to have, you know, the resources and the information so they can give that to their, you know, child or student as well. Because they, you know, they might have questions come up at school and they'll go home, and if they ask, you know, their parent or guardian and they don't know, then how are they supposed to get help? You know what I mean? Especially if they might not have access to internet. But we should, all stakeholders should have an understanding, and stakeholders are essentially those important people in a community. So, you know, teachers, school counselors, parents, guardians, community members, different people like that, just to explain kind of what stakeholder means.
Yeah, absolutely. For my next question, I know that obviously you weren't part of the interview with Jacob on our previous episode, but one thing that he had emphasized was that there really was such a difference between community college and his experience at a four-year institution, and a lot of that had to do with the culture and the presence of people and the types of relationships that you have with people. So do you have any ideas of how to evaluate a student of yours to help them decide what is the best option for them? Would community college be best, or would just going into a four-year university be good? What factors would you take into consideration there?
I think that's hard to determine, because I've had this conversation with Jacob, and it surprised me that he said that he didn't feel like there was as much of a community at his university than he did at his community college, because I feel like there's a tendency to hear the opposite of that, where the community college, you know, you don't really have, you know, on-campus events like universities do, or you don't have, like, I don't know if community colleges have clubs and organizations, but if they don't, then you don't have that compared to a university. But in hindsight, in community colleges, you get those smaller class sizes. You get to know your professors on a more personal level. And then if you're outside of your general electives and you're in more of your major classes, you will continue to see those same students, you know, in each of those classes because they're on the same coursework as you. So then you create a really good relationship with them as well, compared to, you know, at Ball State, you know, class sizes are pretty big. Once you get into your major, they get a little bit smaller. But even then, sometimes there's multiple sections and multiple classes. So you might not know everyone. And then professors are also super busy. Community college professors are also very busy. But with the university ones, a lot of our professors here teach multiple different classes. So they're, you know, running around all the time doing some crazy stuff. But I don't know. I think it's really hard to answer. And I think it's going to be by a person-by-person basis. And I think it really goes down to what they would like, whether that's, you know, smaller community. Because there is universities that are quite small that kind of give you the community college feel. For example, like IU East, it's, you know, an Indiana University college, but it's kind of separate from the main university, if that makes sense. And with that school, they don't have, you know, on-campus living, so it's all commuting, and the campus is significantly smaller, classes are very small, you really get to know everyone, but they have, you know, those events, those get-togethers on campus. They also have, like, a sports team and stuff like that. So I think it's really just finding out what best fits them. I know that kind of you asked that as your question, but I think that really showed for me that, you know, there's different opportunities with that where they can have fun but also have more, like, focused in their classes.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate that you mentioned how four-year universities can provide that community college feeling while also giving that four-year institution feeling. I think that's really important because that's exactly what some students need. They want that smaller school feeling, but their degree aspirations or career aspirations require a bachelor's or some other form of higher education, and so a university would be better for them. So I do really appreciate that you mentioned that.
And I think too, like, I started out my freshman year at Ball State. I went to a different university for a semester during COVID, and it was a significantly smaller school. Like, campus was really small. It was also COVID, so there wasn't a lot of socialization going on. But I learned that, you know, I thrived in a bigger school setting compared to a smaller school setting. And, you know, COVID probably was a huge impact on that too. But I didn't feel a sense of community in a small school compared to Ball State because they're so different. So I think too, like, sometimes there is that trial and error, and of course, like, that's okay, but that's why we want to talk to our students ahead of time, have them kind of get a feel, do those campus tours, talk to the advisors on campus, even like research clubs, organizations, and see what's interesting to them, and then they can make that decision themselves.
Definitely agree with you there. I appreciate all of that feedback. I think that having your perspective as a school counselor, a soon-to-be official school counselor, has been very beneficial in this podcast, so I am very appreciative that you were willing to participate in this with me. Yeah. So before we formally conclude, is there any other things that you would like to add today? Whether it's a reflection on any previous episodes, any follow-up questions or comments, anything like that that you would like to add?
I don't think so. I feel like we really covered everything that I know of and that I really want to get out there. But I do appreciate that, you know, this is a conversation that's happening, because as I've learned and as hopefully you're learning, is community college is essential. It's very important, and that resource needs to be available for students, whether that's because they want smaller classes, cheaper schooling, or, you know, it's might be a closer school to home, so they don't have to go as far. But it's a really good conversation, so I'm glad that we can contribute. And then it also reminds me that I need to advocate more for community colleges with my students as well.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Maya, for coming on and participating and giving us some very useful information. It was very beneficial, and like I said, I do really appreciate it, so thank you.
Of course.
Community College and Pre-Service Learning was a podcast developed in partial fulfillment of the course, the Community College at Ball State University, with Dr. Amanda Latz in the fall of 2024. This was my final project, and I decided to do this as a way to dive into how we are preparing for our careers and whether or not community college has been a part of that. And as you've heard through this podcast, we are thinking of ways to improve that and make it better for our students. The opinions expressed in this project are solely those of myself, Sierra, and the guests, and do not reflect the views of any particular institution. Please check out the website, play around, learn more, and read through what we've talked about, and take a look at the resources and sources that are cited as well, and just take an opportunity to learn some more on your own time. Thank you again for listening, and I appreciate you taking the time to do so, and I hope you're able to learn something about community college while you're here. Thank you.